Blog Talk Radio.
Last night, I dreamt of the wildest. Say last night, I kept to myself, shit. I checked on my health, shit. I finished the bottle, I slept with my conscience. I did the installed, I cut off my phone, see. I walked in the crowd, then I stopped for a picture. I felt so alone, and last night, I wrote what I want in life. And last night, I swallowed my own advice. I called up my bathroom, told all them to back up, and worked on my manhood. The pussy was damn good. I prayed to my God. I walked with the people. I loaded my weapon. She told me to ease up.
Crowded faces I put on. To be seen is all we want. All these freaks come out these homes just to be or not belong. When it's dark, it's before dawn. Cause it's quiet, not for long.
I dreamt of my past life, woke up with the morning wood, forever misunderstood. Walk up to the corner store knowing I ain't want nothing. I cop a lighter and bust a move. Always got too much to do, always on the way somewhere. Out of spaces, the face I wear, take the bullshit away somewhere. Spot the imposter, my patience in it, the angel hair. Don't touch the ashtray, I put the last of my face in there. And last night, yeah. While my body was home, allowed my mind to be gone. Couple texts from my ex, and I still ain't respond. Never feeling no pressure to be up, pressing no buttons. Always facing my death, tell the reaper to run it. If you don't know why you here, that R.I.P. won't mean nothing. I done seen too much, watch the queen turn junkie like Billie Jean. Trying to fix a broken heart with a broken rubber, yeah.
Crowded faces I put on, to be seen is all we want. All these freaks come out these homes just to be or not belong. When it's dark, it's before dawn. Cause it's quiet, not for long. Tell the sun I'm on my way. Wait to see what I become.
Famous overnight. Ain't got these bitches on camera, dude.
Gotta build my bindings at the zoo for the price of love. Okay, look, pay dues, no more fake news. I'ma do everything that is said that I can't do. Miss me with that artificial baby, I ain't fooled by the filters or the angles. You don't know yourself when you come and spill some wealth. You decide to let it change you. All the pain make money, don't let money make you. Motherfucker, let us talk about all they ever wanted like it ever mattered. Why the opposite back, I can let it dead. Oh, I bet you thought you ever educated. Oh, I bet you started to escape the mess and lying to yourself. You the greatest. That's a round of applause, Gemini, two-faced, cancel that clock. Life is a cartoon, I did not draw. Taking hiatus, putting they bomb. Always had a third, engine is a quad. Pull up with your bitch, like excuse my friends. But what you thought, boule, boule, couche, I bet more sex. Watch this, watch, take no days off. Ain't no problem that I can't what you made up.
Peace and blessings, peace and blessings. It's your host, Queen Taddy's in the building, a.k.a. Crystal. You already know what's up. Welcome to our Unity Network Radio. We have a deep discussion here that is welcome to you all. So we're going to talk about what is woman. That's an open discussion. 845-277-9299. Shout out to Earth Gang. We're going to play one more song of theirs. We have multiple media of music as well that we want to get into. I also have guest Tango Kid on the show, our co-host. Let's just go ahead and make that clear. Let's go ahead and get into this last piece of Earth Gang and just go ahead and get on the dialogue of what is woman.
Your ass is fake. You can't sit. And if we ain't siblings, then I can't relate. Today shit, I'm A6, I run shit. I got it jumping like Pompeii. I don't need nothing but one tape. I'm from the part of the city where young nigga keep a manon like 1+8. Our politician and fuck fade. Corrupt like a dog pound gangster. We do it like a small town wager. I'm the dropout major. Success stories I favor. Used to cover my scars. Out here trying to cover the fader. Yeah, Pro Tools, knives in the faders. Tail picks, Asalaamu Alaikum. You ain't about static like AM radio. Ain't even playing. I put my heart in my all in my art. I'm arting it. All of them are the same. It's harder to tell them apart. Some days I thought I'd call him out all together rather than waste the amount of bars it'll take for me to call him out by name. Caught a glimpse of the alternate world I've introduced to you via the studio. Got them studying on mixtape. I'm from the hood like my mama. Put that on my mama. I laid the law down like parliament, all just with a pen and page.
I make sacrifices, bloody sacrifices.
Can't be everything to everybody. I wanna be your lover, your best friend, your Batman, Spider-Man. Fight the pilot, shooting out your rivals in. I wanna damn near kill you to be the one to heal you up. I wanna be the one to fill you up. On nights when you need good to cheer you up. I wanna be the one to build you up. For all worth $5 billion to keep you out the rah rah and the blah blah blah. So nobody try to steal your thunder, pull you under. Toss my hoes out, roll your rumble. We done moved out to the boondocks, built a big house. There he wonders how some women long the way he went from Huey to Eddie Wonder. I've been so disconnected, my perspective is ignorant. When you rich niggas don't wanna correct you. Stay something crazy, they won't interject. Do every drug that you want, they gon' let you. Dangerous when there's nobody to check you. I be having to check myself. Nigga, stop hoarding that money, you know you got plenty. I be having to spread my wealth. I used to be at the crib myself. 7 years old, off of Red Boulevard, where they bag of the raw. They gon' stand on the corner, one hand on they balls. And they ran when the cops come, there go the laws. And I packed up a bag, and I tracked it up north on the path of a star. And I ran into you like I met you before. Now damn me and you, going half on the boys, sing.
Hugging the block, hugging the block all day. I had nowhere to go. She gave me a place to stay. She gave me a heart to hold. I still got that shit to the day. She riding with me on the road. She riding with me in the A. Hugging the block, okay. She gave me the gift of my son. And plus we got one on the way. She gave me a family to love, but that I could never repay. I'm crying while writing these words, the tears they feel good on my face. Hey. And yesterday could feel just like a waste, yeah. If I don't love you, I'm supposed to. And yesterday could feel just like a waste, yeah. If I don't love you, I'm supposed to.
I make sacrifices, bloody sacrifices.
All right, so I have one of our original co-hosts here on the platform, Kangol Kid, in the building.
Yo.
And of course, we have this deep discussion on what is woman. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. It's just one of those, like, days where I get to relax. You know what I'm saying? But I also want to be productive, and it seemed like this is one of those heated topics.
Man. Yeah, I know that this topic for sure is going to get some hair standing up, some people ready to call in, man, and I mean, in defense of something, but I want to prove that this is something that is throwing everything out of whack. And, you know, I mean, as far as humankind goes, and where we stand in the animal kingdom, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, because nobody really asks what's a woman anymore. We've been so focused on what a hoe is or what a bitch is, and excuse my language, but I'm just using it to prove my point. What a wife is, right? You know, what a mother is, right?
Okay.
So much so that we have been overlooking and blurring the lines of what a woman is. And we're at the point now that you know, somebody needs to ask the question, because if without us asking the question, what has now occurred is that a person can go get a sex change or not even get a full on change, and they want to be identified as a woman, as a she, as a her. And we're not thinking that there's a big problem here. I'm sorry to just run in like that. I didn't want to just run in attacking the subject, man. I didn't even know if you were ready to talk about it. But the fact that we don't ask what a woman is, that's the thing that's getting us infiltrated as human beings. You know what I mean?
It's almost kind of bringing us back, you know what I'm saying? Like, what was a woman's role in the household? You know, what is it now? What does that look like now? You know, I know that you were having me look at the divorce rate in regards to who initiates the divorce versus men and women. At first, I was going into the country, you know, I was going way broad with it, but I still had to bring it back to men versus women. And it shows that in 2015, you said, that it was over 80% of women that initiated that divorce rate.
Yeah, it was 70% in 2015. You say in 2018, over 80%. So now we're low key working at 90%. If the odds are still stacking up in that fashion, and I mean, I heard a wise man tell me once that things get worse before they get better. So what I'm looking at, we're going to be looking at 95% of the divorces being initiated by women. And what's happening is you guys are being infiltrated. You know, I'm not attacking you personally, and I'm not including you nor excluding you in this, Ikai, but what I'm just saying is that at the end of the day, if we go back to what the role used to be, woman was a good role that a wife could utilize or a mother could utilize in order to get what she needed. So at one point, you know, let's just say by natural attraction, men love women heterosexually anyway, right? And so what would be allowed to happen, this guy would look for a woman naturally in his space. So what a woman would do is take herself and put herself in whatever space that type of man would be in. Like, so for instance, if I wanted a successful man, today we could even look and see what career choice is an extremely successful career choice. Well, although that woman probably doesn't like that, like it might be social media network marketing or something. I don't know. I'm making something up. She would go take that course, although it may get on her nerves, so that she may find the next developer of the next app that's going to be able to take care of her financially. And it may take a few years, but ain't no rush, because right now we in college. You know what I mean? Like, we're young. We're in college. I don't need that money today. I don't need that security today. But overall, by the time I'm going to have your children and take care of your family and raise your children to know that you're the leader of this family, yes, we're going to need that money to make that happen. So I'm going to find you in this class. And it was the actual role that you could wear to put yourself in different positions. If you wanted to find a God-fearing man, you know, you could go ahead and put yourself in the role of woman, although being a wife, you know, and you're just playing a woman right now, so that you can put yourself in the church and find that man. Not necessarily that the first man that come to you is going to be the one, but you know you're looking for a God-fearing man, one that holds the role of leadership in his mind already because his relationship with God, you know. So if we come in from the relationship of holding ourselves accountable, men hold himself accountable to God, women to her men, children to her, to their mother. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how accountability was supposed to be held. I go talk to God. God punished me. You know what I mean? Like, and nowadays, the way we're living off of, it makes it seem like, it makes it seem like there's no deity. Like, women is not holding men accountable to their own deity. Women are now moving like they gotta move because they think they understand men moving. We still being held accountable to God, and we wondering what's happening with our women at the same time. It's kind of strange, man. You know what I'm saying? That's really like just summarizing the thoughts and just taking in discussion. Yeah, I do that. What's your thoughts about what I'm saying, man? I don't want to, you know, act like this ain't no conversation.
Well, the thoughts that I was having, I had to kind of look at some of old, like, lecture paperwork and stuff like that or whatnot. And I'm not going to cite it or anything like that, but just kind of what I was able to read upon, it started to kind of make sense. I know a lot of women started to get the roles of working due to the men being in war, you know, and so they couldn't continue their jobs, and therefore it did push the women into those type of roles to be independent. And then you're looking at incarceration rates. And African-American side of things and stuff like that. So that also pushed us into being independent or trying to be independent or whatever that role looks like, you know. But it's a strain on us. You know, I'm a single mother, you know what I'm saying? So I understand that aspect of wanting the wholeness in the family and understanding that you need that balance in order to raise your children correctly. Like, you have some people that try to do both of those roles, but it's just always something missing because you're missing, you know what I'm saying, the core of what family actually is. So I see how it's a lot of confusion in today's present moment, you know, being in relationships, what those roles look like, who's available, you know what I'm saying? And I just kind of want to know, like, is it something that we can actually bring back, you know what I'm saying? Like, especially African-American side of things, you know? Like, is there a way to bring back what those traditions were? Because we have to make our own traditions nowadays.
Well, I mean, I want to jump in there to let it be known. It's an American problem, right, where 80% of the married couples or the married population, where 80% of the women are initiating divorces. Now, I'm not going to say what race is the highest at that, but right now all we got to do is act like we know what the numbers are here. You know, what happens in America is we don't realize what's influencing America. We got commercials here that aren't anywhere else. And other countries have commercials that aren't here. So what I'm saying is that even your social media knows exactly where you are, knows exactly what demographic you are, knows where you located, and it knows how to talk to you. And you don't do it no favors by falling for the trap every single time. You know what I'm saying? So you just like the person that's around the corner for you. Here, let me go ahead and show you this. Now, I said problem. This is something being influenced right now. You know, your impact is being moved right now by somebody else in America because this is an American problem. So social media, I will say, is really helping the problem get worse. This is a very terrible thing. What is he doing? I'm sorry about that, y'all. I am in traffic at the same time, man. You know, became a truck driver quite some time ago, man.
Hey, bro, Kango, real quick. All right, so I just wanted to let people know that it is open discussion, and, you know, we're being bold in the manner of, you know, men and women being able to speak about things that are sensitive, like, you know, you can have people instantly go off or not understanding, you know, what is a role. And it's like, okay, we're not trying to be put in a box, per se, you know what I'm saying? And does it mean that if we're taking care of our family and our children and our husband, you know what I'm saying, in those roles, is that a bad thing to be put in that category, you know, where we originally were supposed to be? You know what I'm saying? And that actually brings balance in the home. So it's just something that we have to look at. Are you willing to do these things by yourself? Or are you willing to, you know what I'm saying, work together as a whole? If you want to add to the build, of course, we're not going to touch every subject. We're not going to touch every subject in regards to what is woman, you know what I'm saying, as far as that role and what we see and what's going on. But if you want to add to the build, make sure you press 1 on the call queue to let me know that you actually want to speak up. Our call number is 845-277-9299. And I thank you again for your love and support. You can send Cash App donations to the bill to keep these shows going. See LendMe20. Comment down below your suggestions in regards to the next topic that we can talk about as well. Did you have anything that you wanted to add to?
Absolutely. You know, at the end of the day, man, y'all have to support a network like this, you know what I mean, where, you know, I mean, underground artists get the chance to be exploited or their talent be exploited out here and brought to the web, you know. I mean, honestly, again, like I said before, I really thank you for the opportunity to give me a platform to where I could, you know, put my talent on display. And I definitely appreciate even having a place to be able to speak. And you guys value my opinion here on the show. So it's been a very great place to be able to do that, man. So I wanted to thank you for that.
More than welcome, more than welcome. So, yeah, we were getting into the dynamics in the household. And then you were
Absolutely.
Also talking about how the LGBTQ has really infiltrated what a woman looks like and, you know, feel like they
yeah.
have a say in regards to our roles in
exactly.
general. What do you have to say about
that? That is extremely funny, though. Like, if we sit there and dissect that, the way that the world is as loud and as proud as it is, it had to have been something that had broken down first in order for that to exist. So if women held a role, because I'm going to tell you something, regardless of what anybody says, men's role have yet to really change. Women are acting like they're just now the first generation to wake up to the fact that men had multiple women. I mean, maybe today's generation of women don't read the Bible. I'm not sure. But if we look at, I don't know, the first book of Samuel, Elkanah had two wives right there. If we go back to Genesis, we got Jacob. He had two wives, and they were sisters, into which he had each one of their maidens. I think he had about 4 or 5 of them. You know what I mean? So what I'm saying is that at one point, for a woman to think that they could wholeheartedly satisfy the appetite of a man is kind of asinine. It's ridiculous. I mean, if you think about it in the terms of what women want, you know what I mean? Like, hey, women want children. Okay, like then they want a home. Okay, then they want a car. Well, let me be funny about that. How long does it take before she gets bored of that car? Right? How long is it before she wants to move to a new neighborhood, into a new house? Right? How long is it before, you know what I mean? Like, many people today aren't even finishing leases on their home. You know, people are moving into a home, staying there for like 5 years, and then moving somewhere else, selling the old house. You know, and that today's world is like some appetites are never satisfied. So at the end of the day, for a woman to sit there and think that what she sees in today's society, she has to make an adjustment for, no, she's wrong. What she needs to do is start telling men, okay, no, I don't like this, I'm out of this. And then go to the next relationship instead of staying there 10, 15 years expecting something positive to come out of that relationship. Could you agree with that?
I think it's just something that has to be agreed upon. Like, is it an open discussion? There's different dynamics that's going on in that specific relationship. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just kind of hard to pinpoint exactly what is the cause of the divorce, what is the cause of the relationship lasting, you know?
Mm-hmm. I definitely didn't want to get all over the place, of course. I know I kind of jumped around myself because, I mean, again, like I think something had that broke down for that LGBTQ thing to have blown up so big. I mean, the last time I seen letters like this formed together with the people, it was called gang banging. You know what I mean? Like, you got the GDs and the BDs and the, you know what I'm saying? Like, all these letters just forming together. You know, the BLs, the BPSNs. You know, that's the last thing I seen when the letters came together like this. And like I say, something must have been broke down. So, again, like I'm saying, if a woman... Because that's the only thing to me that has been replaced. Because all they're doing right now, each one of these websites is saying that they're trying to get rid of the heteronormative societal thinking. And, I mean, if you get down to the nitty-gritty of it, heteronormative societal thinking means that males, men, husband, dad, leads the household. And if you're trying to get rid of those things through these different socioeconomical, what you call it, then which groups, then what you're doing, You're having to break down something in order for these other things to exist. I don't think that men are getting broke down. You know, you find a good man today, let's just say a good man, you already got a child. That man says, no, I'll take care of you and your child. That man tells you, hey, I'm going to need you to go over here and do this for me, or I'm going to need you to come back and do that for me. And you moving like you want, like he wants you to at first. And then for some reason, you feel it, well, what about what I want one day? Right? Like, I thought I could rely on you the same way you could rely on me, but now because that thing it fractures the household dynamic, next thing you know, here comes this unfractured group. This unfractured group, you can't do nothing to fracture the LGBTQ. They done added a couple more letters to that, too. But you can't do anything to fracture that community. And that's the thing. If the family dynamic wasn't fractured so badly, that community probably wouldn't exist so bold and so emboldened. Right? You know what I mean? So I guess what I'm saying is if you're in a bad relationship, you know, first off, if you got to seek help, seek help. But get out of it. You know what I mean? Because we don't want you losing the integrity or the position of the role that you play just as a woman. Because, man, I mean, that's really like the gateway to everything. A hoe don't exist without a woman.
We're gonna pause on this a little bit. Tango, I want to add someone to the bill. This state's okay. Opinion. Like I said, it's open discussion. You know what I'm saying? And everyone absolutely has their different opinions in regards to what woman is. We have caller 8076. Peace and blessings. How you doing?
Peace. Peace, Goddess. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Can you state your name or nickname for the people?
Well, my name is, spiritual name is Neferu Anu.
Neferu Anu,
what's happening, bro? Neferu Anu. Peace and blessings, brother. What's going on?
Man, I'm great. Thank you for asking. Neferu, I apologize about that.
No worries, no worries. Now, I kind of came in. Go ahead. I'm listening, sister. Go ahead.
No, you're fine. Go ahead. I was just going to ask you what your opinion was.
Well, I'm at work right now, so it's kind of hard for me. I was listening to, I came into the tail end of the discussion, I think. But I think what we're talking about here is what the role is of the black woman as far as the family unit. Is that what
we're
talking about?
Exactly. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, this is my opinion. All right. And I heard what the brother was saying, and my opinion is somewhat like that, but I go a little bit deeper than that. See, I go by the teachings of Old Kemet or Egypt, and basically the role of the woman then should be the role of the woman now, I believe. And that role of the woman was, she was the creator. She created me. She created all life. So if that's the case, then she's the one that I need to go to for guidance. She guides me in time of need. Now, that doesn't make me less of a man. I'm a man. I'm the protector, the provider, the disciplinarian, all that. But when it's time for different type of guidance, the nurturing type that I can't provide for myself, that's what the goddess is for. So the role of the black woman should be, yes, the man is the head of the household per se, but she is the backbone of the family because she is the one who provides the nurturing, the guiding, the things that the brother and the child need at certain times of traveling through life. So a woman should just be there, not just to be, oh, she's cleaning the house, she's cooking, she's taking care of the kids. She also speaks powerful words into the man. She also speaks powerful life into the child. So that should be recognized by the man, and also it should be definitely recognized by the woman of with the power that she possesses. So that's where I
definitely appreciate that. That's a strong point of view, strong dynamic. And you say it's old comedic pieces as well?
Yes.
Right. Okay. Now, I mean, this is, as far as a woman goes, and I'm coming back to America, we all know that there's a different dynamic of women. You know what I mean? Like, we done seen them all here in the States, okay? Like,
right.
But at the end of the day, I believe that the position woman is a strong place for anybody to fall in as long as they know how to act accordingly. But what I remember women being, let's just say from my grandma's day and age. My grandma married my grandpa. She was like 18, 19 years old. She did it right away. Met him. He was out the military. And they began a family right away. But when a woman saw a man, she saw that he was the protector. She saw that. Do I want to be under this protection? Do I want to put my protection in his hands? And as far as him providing, because, I mean, that's a big thing. When a woman gets pregnant, has a baby, that phase right there is a very important phase that she has to know, is she putting this phase in the right person's hand? So they decided that quick back in the day. Here we are in today's time where women are more looking for a negative characteristic to attribute to a man. Like, I know this man going to cheat on me. You know, I know he going to do this, or he ain't trying to take care of nobody, so I'm going to get it all together. But yet they still do the same thing. They still make a family with this person. And I'm not trying to say that, you know, we're not perfect as far as human beings. I'm not expecting women to be perfect as a creature. They can get it wrong. However, when we stay in things too long that we know aren't well for us, right, we create more than one child. You know, like, I mean, if a woman got it wrong and it took her one child to figure that out, that's good. But if she's steady making a family of five, y'all got three kids now, and then you wake up and realize that wasn't the right person for you. She done been speaking his life into this individual and the individual's children because, frankly, that's the leader. If I don't speak it to the leader, then I better not speak it to his kids either. You know what I'm saying? Like, because ultimately, what I'll do is I'll cause a divide. You know what I mean? Like, so it's kind of strange, man. Like I say, this is America. I'm not looking at the numbers in America solely because of blacks. We only represent 14% of the population here in America. I'm looking at America as a full, wholehearted problem. It's so many divorces. Over 80% of the divorces are initiated by women right now. What is that saying that they think of their leadership? You know what I mean?
Well, I agree with that, but I'm going to say this. Now, as far as America goes, you got to understand, and you said you mentioned your grandmother. Now, that sounds like my grandmother. When my grandmother met my grandfather, they got married at a young age, and they had, you know, a lot of children as well. But that was a different era. That was a way different era. That was a different time. Life was simpler. We didn't depend on the government as much as we do now. There wasn't no public assistance. There wasn't no welfare. There wasn't the things that are here now for people to easily go along with whatever the government says is needed for them to have. Back then, they grew their own food. They went to their own personal doctor that they know they probably grew up with for years. It's not like that now. Everything is about money. Everything is about marketing. Everything is about socializing, how you, your status is on social media. I heard you mention that earlier. Social media is another tool, like many different tools from the, I'm talking about from the time your grandmother up until now, there's been thousands of distractions, hundreds and thousands mm-hmm. of pitfalls for us, especially the black woman and black man. Why? Because they know if we were to stay together, we would be a lot further along than we are now, my brother and sister. If we didn't have those pitfalls, if we didn't have this old parent planned parenthood, the welfare system, the all these different things that they said that was here to help us, what they were actually doing was just destroying the fabric of black unity right before our eyes. And that's where it started. I mean, and what kills me about this whole situation with our people is that this government and this society has the nerve to put that right in your face and tell you what they're doing to you. And we don't have the foresight to see it. Like, when I was a little kid, I remember my uncle took me to go see this movie, Claudine. Claudine, okay. I don't know if you guys were. Claudine was a movie about a man trying to date a woman, but he couldn't date the black woman because she was on a welfare system that required her to not have a male figure in the household for her to receive the money, the assistance. So every time he would come to visit and the kids would be on lookout, and if they saw the social worker walking up the street, they would tell her, oh, mom, such and such is coming. You got to get up. Oh, they would hide the husband. No, not the husband, the boyfriend. Hide him in the closet, pick up all the stuff that they were given, like he would bring them irons and different things that they didn't have. They would have to hide all that
stuff
just so they can get, so the lady, when she comes in there, so they can show that they're still in need of the government. See, that's where the problem started. Mm-hmm. We lost the fact we need each other. Not that we need, like you say, America. We don't need this country for real. For real, what they did, they destroyed us because they knew what we were capable of. We you seen it in the Tulsa, Oklahoma bombs, you know, the Rosewood riots. You saw that. We were thriving. We were way ahead of them at that time, and they knew that if we didn't stop them now, if we didn't put in place different pitfalls for them now, they're going to keep succeeding. They're going to pass us, and we're going to be the ones. We're going to be the ones working for them, and that's their fear. And we don't understand that as a black man and as a black woman, that we need each other and stop all this.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's your fault. Oh, it's
and
my
I,
fault.
And I agree with that.
Yeah,
I agree with that wholeheartedly.
Yeah, that's what we need to do. You know, this is a good forum here that you're doing, you know, and we need more topics like this and more discussions like this. Instead of everybody using social media to tell me what you made for dinner, and I'm guilty of it, I do, you know, or you know, what outfit you're wearing, or you know, or what I see with the
You know what they do? You know what they do? They will quickly put you in a Facebook jail real quick. You know about that?
Yep. Anything
you
positive,
know what I'm saying?
Anything
if you're
positive,
saying anything that's productive or letting people mm-hmm. kind of have an eye opener what's going on. But even when you get on those public or government assistance, you have to know
mm-hmm.
that they're not really providing you with anything.
No.
You're still at the lower bottom
still at
part
their
of
mercy.
The barrel.
That's right.
You know
yeah,
what
they
mean?
Give you,
and
they give you
and whenever
what they
it's
give.
Cut, and whenever it's cut, it's a wrap. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, you know, a demise for a woman to have to go through all the channels to get that type of assistance to still leave with nothing, you know, like bare minimum.
Right.
I'm definitely feeling like, you know, is a big gap in our time frame. We going back from old world dynamics to today's dynamic, because I'm going to believe that if today's dynamic has been messed with by anything, it's going to be feminism. Feminism has led this country straight into disaster. And
mm-hmm.
that's what I'm saying. Like, no matter what color you are, you have been affected by this equally. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know, you look at all those different programs that have been put into place, due to feminism? Like, I mean, so now let's just say women at one point were worried about the difference in the dollar value that they made opposed to men, which was at back then, it was the choice of work. Woman, I am helping build skyscrapers at the risk of falling to my death 500 feet, 80 meters easy. You know what I'm saying? Like, so at the end of the day, of course I should make more money, you know? But we got this one group of people that's saying, well, this man do this, and we do that. We should make equal value. Listen, man, it has been different pay scales for different type of work here in this country for I don't know how long, you know? So, I mean, as long as we keep on talking about equal, 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 well, now we have technology that has made it so that people can do things equally. You got a technology for a hand or a crane that could go up there and lift this up, have you feeling like you operating a machine off the Flintstones. A woman can operate that. You know, a man can do this. And so what I'm saying is that this equal value has created competition. It ain't necessarily just hiding me from the government, but although Section 8 and all those other type of programs, housing programs, are exactly made up of that. This woman wants equal value, and what the government is coming in and doing is masking her and helping her delusion continue, because at the end of the day, fact is, she can cut off that assistance by getting that man in the household. But instead, she keeps that man outside the household and got the children sitting on watch. Mama, mama, here they come, here they come. That is ridiculous to have your children inside of that type of program. And I know that that was a movie you was explaining, but look, do you want your children helping you pass drug tests? You know what I mean? Like, you know, if I'm being quite well with it, you know what I mean? And I only asked that question because I was faced with that reality myself. You know what I'm saying? I used to have my kids pee in a cup. I go here, take this passage. Man, one day I woke up like, what the hell am I doing? You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I'm just, you know, trying to put it on a bigger, more realistic scale. You know, there's a more inside problem, because at the end of the day, even when black folks were slaves, they still wanted to be married. There came a big old phase where all of a sudden women don't want to find their leaders anymore. They want to become their leaders. You know what I'm saying? Men are natural-born leaders, and even as a natural-born leader, they have to follow their boss's instruction at work. You know what I mean? Like, so women definitely should understand where we're coming from, because they work too nowadays. So if I can't come home and expect that home dynamic to be held up or upheld, let me put it like that, you know, by her frame of mind. Because guess what? A woman still creates the house. That's how powerful it is. Like how you said, she speaks all this life into everybody. That's what a woman's role is. She's the most sensitive subject everybody wants to come talk to. And instead of
well,
her being able
to empower
everybody.
We just got to know that not every woman is going to follow suit to what the ideal goal is. You know, but
we want to
encourage it.
Yeah. What I'm saying
is that means that
so
a woman has
options.
To stay in the home to get that option?
No, not at all. Like I say, a woman has so many options that right now, think about it, she talked herself into that position. You know, the feminist movement was not led by men. We did not fight to put y'all in that position. Y'all fought to put yourselves in this position. So as I'm sitting up here kind of breaking that down, you're basically saying, I'm going to still be all those things I need to be, but I'm going to go out here and face the world too, because I want equal rights. Man, that's like a man saying, look, I'm going to every now and again lay down and have a baby too. I'm going to push the baby out. Man, we're not cut the same. We're not equal. And I respect what y'all bring to the playing field, as I think that y'all should remember that we are leaders naturally. You know, you can still do things wrong. You know what I mean?
Oh, I understand. Well, thank you, Brother Anu, for being on.
My phone just went completely blank. Everybody else?
Okay, my apologies. Got disconnected. But anyways, thank you so much for for being on the platform, you know, to state your opinion. It was much appreciated. And we all want to make sure that we keep the open dialogue. Of course, I think that we should have another show in regard to, you know, what is woman, okay? Another one, what is man? You know what I'm saying? Like, the role of a man and looking at the how heterosexual has changed things, you know what I'm saying? And what we look at by the clothes that males buy, you know, that they have provided for males that are feminine type of attire, I see it, you know, stores, stuff like that or whatever, you know, stuff that's encouraged, the stuff we watch on TV, different things like that. So I feel like it's okay to have these type of discussions. Of course, I would like to get more of my Facebook friends and family, those that are in the network, to be a part of the build. As always, 847-277-9299. But we have a couple more minutes live here on the show. I want to thank you, Kango, for supplying us with insights, you know, as far as the dynamic of the world, you know what I'm saying, and what it looks like as far as the male's role in the household.
Yes.
You know, and what it looks like and what it could look like now, you know what I'm saying? I hope that it kind of encourages us to look at, okay, well, we know that we want to be independent, and that, I think that's okay to be that way because we don't want someone that's not being productive in the household and not being productive outside of the household. So how do you find that equal balance as a woman? Would be my consideration over what's going on with us as women.
My personal dynamic, and I mean, just to say with what you just said, I would rather hear a woman say, no, I'm productive, instead of her saying she's independent. Because I could use productive. I can't use independent. I hope that makes sense.
Well, it's kind of understanding what that means. You know, is it falling on what the male needs in the relationship versus what the woman is able to provide? You know what I'm saying? What does that balance actually look like?
Check out the metaphysics of it all. Like, each word got a spirit itself, right? Like, so independent. That means that you can take care of yourself. You don't need nobody, basically. Productive means that you bring plenty to the table that you would use for yourself if you had to, or you would use for the group. That's being productive. You know what I'm saying? Like, busy bees are very productive. Honey bees are very productive, right? They're going out moving pollen, doing this and doing that. And best believe it, all does benefit the actual queen of the bee kingdom. But, you know, you look at the queen, that queen is everybody in there's mother. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not how humans work. We don't have eggs that, you know, produce that many. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, where we are human beings, man, we have a whole different system set up. Everybody is protecting that queen. However, here we are, there's a man that's protecting the hierarchy of the home. He's protecting her position in the home, making sure that she don't have to pay the bills, that this, that, the third. Now, again, let's all remember, hey, we not standing out here picking all these things first. I want to know first, is this, if I was a woman, I want to know first, is this man going to pay his own bills? Is he going to move me in to make me benefit from him paying his own bills? Is he just trying to take advantage of what he got right now in front of him? If he's not taking care of me, how in the world could I think he's going to take care of some children? You know what I mean? Like, it's tons of things that a woman should definitely have in mind before messing with the scumbag of the earth. You feel me? Like, because there's a lot of men out here that are trash. And those trash men are ruining women's points of view because now it's like, hey, well, forget it. They all messed up anyway. Well, who they hearing that from? They're going to hear that from their mothers, their aunties, you know what I'm saying, their big sisters, whatever the case may be. I ain't found a good man yet. But they whole dating dynamic is coming from a wrong place. Like, you just loving this a little bit of attention is given to you right now? Well, this little bit of attention should be used to focus on what the future got in front of you. If this dude in your face all day and he ain't going to work, how is that a good dude? How is that the right one? How is this going to be a family man? And most things about men, you could tell them early. Those are things that don't come on. They already on. Like, so people knew I protected my neighborhood and the kids in it, the people in it, the women in it, when I was a little boy. I'm over here trying to do the most. Like, man, I got to be able to protect y'all versus somebody going to wait until I become a dad for that to come? Nah, that ain't it. That's not how it happens. You know what I mean? Versus a woman probably already knows she's a mom. She already doing little confectionate things around the house. You know what I'm saying? Like, ooh, I'm going to pick this up, put that here, woo, woo, woo. Ooh, the baby room would be just like this. You know what I'm saying? Like, she ain't even got no kids yet. In my mind, these aren't things that just turn on. Now, when it's forced on you, it got to turn on. You get what I'm saying? Like, hey, man, and if you the one that chose to live a forceful life, that's kind of on you. That ain't got nothing to do with the rest of us. You know what I'm saying? Like, but at the end of the day, when it boils down to it, man, just remember, at this point, a woman should be a tool that's used. Hold on. I'm going to go back to what it was, period. A woman,
okay,
a wife, a sister.
Let's take a quick break real quick.
Well,
just
before you go to that break, because I don't want to sit there and try to remember that for that whole time frame, but a woman, a wife, a sister, whatever the case may be, she was looking for leadership. That was all it was. That every one of them roles, no matter what they were looking for leadership. So a wife recognized her husband as her leader. You feel me? A daughter recognized her dad as her leader. You know, so to the fathers, your daughter's looking for you, you know? Like, you know, and I'm just putting it out there like that. It's just that simple, you know?
Okay. Well, thank you so much for sharing your opinion in regards to what a woman is. It was great to open the session. You know, in regards to this opinion, I'm going to be looking forward to people's comments in regards to the discussion. What I will do is, with those comments that I receive, I'll go on and read them for the next discussion. Also, I wanted to mention thank you, Kango Give, for being a patron. Thank you for your donation on the platform. Really, really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
So much. And what I will do is I'll just go ahead and add to the build. Thank you again, Neferu Anu, and all of our other callers here on the build. We're going into the back room now, so I wanted to start with Cool Joe Goody with Blame It On Me by Get Cool. Enjoy.
Yeah, I got that manwich for y'all. Yeah. I put their weight to the white cause they had to be stopped. From spread and death and destruction from block to block. Hip hop was more than just pussy and weed. Drug dealing, polygamy and misogyny. The hatred toward black women especially. As a result, the product of legacy. Ignorance of disease, niggas so girls and loins. Before you enter these four houses, they go to horn. Get coin with your mind, with your body and soul. And the spirit of truth, truth has just spoke. Through the lips of the man, not the dog who told. And this is worthy of what I call a righteous kill flow. God and see, how could that be? You were made in this image. Drop a O and there's a G in every man. I'm black and black is more business. Business root both ways before you cross me. Exceeding expectations, not all my foes are salty. Frosty, it's the ice watch where my heart is at. And it's gonna be a cool winter for you filthy rat. You can blame it on me, nigga.
I did that.
When they was jaded, breath the city, know we had your back. Stay down like four flat.
I did that.
On the streets of L.A. wearing gray, red, and black. Ask my homie DJ Man.
stage left. You got a glass, but it's slim. Quiet as hell. Present felt like a ghostwriter. And some shit I don't like is you fucking writers. Put up your lighter for your dead homies. Homies, lick a shot, flicker for the faking phonies. Looking for Tony. I saw it Grammy. They thought I was about to throw, but I'm being Spanish. On your neck, 12 games in your pie hole. 4, 3, 2, 1, partner can't close. Roll out the red carpet and still the crowd. No winkies, ain't no athlete, ain't no bowing down. Hey, town, my brain always on beast mode. Bustin' down 75 with the brain blow. Solid show, KC, 1,000 grams. Switching lane and lane, motherfucker, going hell. You can blame it on me, nigga.
I did that.
When they was jaded, rest the city, know we had your back. Stay down like four flat. I did that. Go on the streets of L.A. wearing gray, red, and black. Ask my homie DJ Mack. I did that.
So what I feel like my goal as a woman, you know what I'm saying, is to make sure that I'm able to provide for my family as far as the nurturing side of things, you know, making sure that they have what they need, making sure that they are confident, you know what I'm saying, moving forward. However, I can't speak for every woman. Not every woman is built the same way in regards to what they decide and what they don't decide to do. And the thing about it is everyone has a freedom of speech. Everyone has a way of justifying whether or not they need to be in a specific relationship or not, and whether or not it's providing those resources that they need in that household. In every situation, it is going to be different. To sit here and talk about it is great, but it's just kind of one of those things where we have to be accountable in talking about these things, sending comments about these subjects, because it was just like three of us, you know what I'm saying, versus all of us that may be going through some things where it'd be like, look, we're not getting enough support. We're not supporting our man enough. You know, if we were supporting our man enough, we wouldn't have to go outside of ourselves to get the extra support. I understand how women would like to get those roles and stuff like that to bring extra funds in the home, but we also have to look at what is causing separation in the home as well. So I like that we were able to talk about different dynamics in regards to what brings separation to home as far as, you know, government assistance. And we didn't even mention schools and stuff like that or whatnot. That brings separation for the children, and they're not even getting the basics of knowing who they are when they're in those environments, you know what I'm saying? But everyone's doing a 9-to-5, if you really think it, or what, a 7-to-5 or whatever the case may be, the children, men and wife, you know what I'm saying, the whole nine yards. We're all learning how to be separate, and the only time when we learned how to be together for real was during a pandemic. I mean, sad to say that, but it's true in its own way. So I'm going to open up the platform again. We're in the back room.
I definitely don't think that those things like school, et cetera, I don't think those things separated us, you know what I'm saying? Like, because those things taught us to be productive in other ways, you know? At the end of the day, you know, that's why they don't teach financial habits in school, because somehow you still end up learning how to spend just like your mom and daddy know. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, what it is that, you know, if we all knew the role and the part that we play in that role. Like, so for me, knowing that I'm the dad in the children's life, you know, what men do, we teach indulgence. Like, I can teach you how to overindulge or how to underindulge. You know what I'm saying? Like, so for instance, I'm teaching you discipline. You feel me? Like, I'm showing you how often you should do this, especially as the leader of this household. You know what I'm saying? Like, so for instance, if you don't like discipline, that's going to create an issue, a very big issue, matter of fact. You know what I'm saying? Like, so if, for instance, I'm a man who loves discipline. If, for instance, I got with a woman that despised discipline, chances are she's going to hate me. But if I did not show her that I love discipline in the beginning, instead I was just trying to get all her goodies and her snacks, well, guess what? At the end of it all, it's going to be my fault because I should have been on display the entire time. And then if the woman didn't like that, she felt like she couldn't follow that, then it would be her fault to act like she could just because she wanted my snacks and my good. No homo. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, like I say, it's so much bigger to it because it's about relating with one another, man. Like, my relationship with the mother is different than my relationship with the children, as well as my relationship with my friends. All that stuff is different. You know what I'm saying? Like, my relationship with my son is going to be quite different from my relationship with my daughter. You get what I'm saying? Like, and that's a relationship that has to be respected because I know the difference between men and women. But I guess what I'm saying is this is the biggest lesson of all. Me as a father, what am I supposed to be teaching my daughter versus what I'm teaching my son? And how in God's name did all that become one thing now? Because of equality? No, I thought it was sacred telling my daughter to keep her jewels sacred. You feel me? I thought it was a wonderful thing telling my son, hey, man, there's plenty of fish in the sea. You get what I'm saying? Like, I hope I'm not losing you. I just thought it was important to be able to tell, you know, because now that my daughter can paravan with 3,000 guys and it not affect her, that, I mean, I'm not going to believe that. That's a lot. Because, man, the oxytocin released during sex is ridiculous. It's a heavy amount. So I'm just putting it out there, man. That is a very heavy amount versus what's released in a man during sex. So men, women, we are quite different. But men roles have not much changed. Men have always been trying to conquer the whole world. Well, right now you live in a world that has every other country in some form of fear that they don't want to come over here and invade this country. So that has provided 100% freedom versus every other country. We are moving autonomously off of freedom. And at the end of the day, that freedom has led us almost to destruction. Again, if that role would have never been dropped, I think so much more could have been upheld. It wouldn't be no LGBTQTQ, you know, IMNOP, wouldn't be none of that stuff. On that note, too, like, aren't all these sexualities, LGBTQs and all that, if they are excluding heterosexual, that means that they racist as hell against this sex. I'm saying race, but, you know, they sexist as hell against heterosexuality. And again, why would that be imperative? Because it gets rid of the role of the man. So this whole thing is sustaining women just saying, forget men's leadership, blah, blah, blah. This whole thing set up that way. And all we got to do is push back, man. Go back into the old traditional ways of thinking.
Leads me to play Lauryn Hill, When It Hurts So Bad. Why does it feel so good?
When it hurts so bad,
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 why does it feel so good?
When it hurts so bad.
Thank you.
Okay, I see that you're now on the platform. So thank you again for coming in. I'm gonna get into this.
Straight. Look, I live the life I deserve. Bless. Fuck a vacay, I feel better at work. I mean whatever it's worth, I give whatever I'm worth. For my niggas who gon' go to hell and back for me, I'ma give them heaven on earth for a hell of a check, yeah, whichever come first. Blessings on blessings on blessings. Look at my life, man, that's lessons on lessons on lessons. I treat the beat like it's a reverend. I tell the truth like, Father, forgive me, these are all my confessions. Man, this wasn't luck, it was destined. I done lost homies who been with me since Ed, Ed, and Eddie, who flip like confetti. And then when you back, they back to call you dog. That shit can get petty. Bitch, don't get no dap to me, nigga. Funny thing about talking behind my back is that it just keep coming back to me, nigga. Was off for a sec, now it's back to me, nigga. You mad at me, this ain't what I want, man. It's what it had to be. This is that late night working after three, man. This is why my old girl was mad at me. This why I'm your majesty, man. The click is the tightest, the pussy the tightest, the drinks are the coldest, the future the brightest, the feet not divided, the love is divided. And I just gotta thank God that we got it. Bless. I don't know what I would do without a crew. Look like we robbed a bank, but all we make is deposits. Your profit with profit, oh God. I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know, I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know, I'm way up, I feel blessed. way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
Way up, I
Look,
feel blessed.
I ain't gon' say that we back or nothing, cause that implies that we're back from something. If we're back from something, it's some checks you owe us. I expect that payment, nothing less or over. I don't need them favors that you asked me for. I could give two fucks about where the Grammys go. I just gave out Grammys on my Instagram. Them OVO boys are business, man. It is what it is. Trust me, you get what you give. Yeah. You gotta come to my side and see how we live. Yeah. I cannot see heaven being much better than this. Yeah. Blessings on blessings for me and my niggas from the six. Look at what we did. Yeah. Be quiet, I'm doing a toast. For niggas that don't really do shit, I swear y'all be doing the most. Stop worrying about whoever's next. I am just worried about my mama worrying less. I think I'm famous enough. I don't need any more press. I am convinced I'm the only one left that's still doing this shit, man. I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know, I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know, I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
Way up, I feel blessed.
My grandma just died, I'm the man of the house. So every morning I'm up cause I can't let him down. Down. Always down for the cause, never down for the count. I guess when your stars align, you do like the solar system and plan it out. So I'm going overtime on the overtime. Yeah, I'm not invested, but you can't attest it. $1 million goals, man, it's manifested. The family never going anorexic. I pay my mortgage and electric. Never going under, even with anesthetics. At the top of the rap game and progressing. Check after check, checking off my checklist. Try and blow my cake, just know that's the death wish. No mistakes in life ever, it's only lessons. Shit feel like Shaq and Penny got back together. You tore the game apart, who put it back together?
I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know, I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know, I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Since the truth keep niggas traumatized, they try and compromise my kind of size. So I Snapchat that whole shit. Try and see titties, try and show dick. And I swear to God, I hope they post it. I'm blessed. Even though I get slammed with lawsuits like Cardos, C-3POs like Star Wars. They want me by the road holding up cardboard. So I go extra hard on the hard floor. Right now, I'm calling you from my home gym. Right after that, nigga, I'm gon' swim. Just did a couple laps in my home pool. And my daughter right there getting homeschooled. I'm blessed. And I was thinking about starting at my own school, a Montessori. In the hallway looking like a Montessori, oh yes. I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Made for, give me what I paid. Somebody told me to dream far, so I look up at the stars.
Sometimes I can see Mars, other times I just see Mars. I'm so black, I bleed golden. Cricket cops when they photoshop and crop what I'm holding. I'm walking around my city feeling chosen, like point the gun at my stomach, I'm the burial type. At the intersection of oppression, black and woman, can't you tell which side they coming after? All lives matter, except black lives die faster. Cause Uncle Sam can't afford, they got the all the factors. So this should matter, rather. Let's talk about what y'all deserve to have a ladder and pat them on the back for being better and looking brighter and better and grabbing power and keeping it in the top 1% of cowards. Watch history repeating, bearing truth beneath the flowers. Fact is, black lives devour so easy. Black skin blend with the soil so gently. Look like eyes beneath my feet, steady watching me. Face steady, tripping up on me, tripping me, messing with me mentally.
Some days I'm my worst enemy, other days I'm my best friend, see. I can't shake these stage faces, steady facing me. Wonder why the hell they keep chasing me.
Some days I'm my worst enemy, then other days I'm my best friend, see. I can't shake these stage faces, steady facing me. Wonder why the hell they keep chasing
me. I echo louder than Titans in the bathroom.
I might run just cause I'm black when the cops come.
They come holding their guns like B-4-5-4.
The boogeyman of the kingdom playing with God's thumb, yeah. Fuck the crooked cop that hide behind this black and badge. That let's protect that rather ultimate clocks and lock the beast. Watch them swarm all through the streets legally. Hands up, ain't never stopped a nigga in me.
That's what they see when they look at me.
A black body, they got no boundaries. Outline me in white chalk to prove your hunt bounty. Prove you found me and get round deep. Plot holes in the smoke, count of 16. My blood bleed like morphine. Addicted to the high, they dope fiends. Getting high off my dope means. Spilt gold on your uniform and you get away with my murder. Found you innocent, watch my story never get turned out.
Some days I'm my worst enemy, other days I'm my best friend, see. I can't shake these stage faces, steady facing me. Wonder why the hell they keep chasing me.
Some days I'm my worst enemy, then other days I'm my best friend, see. I can't shake these stage faces, steady facing me. Wonder why the hell they keep chasing me.
Just another niggerly, picking any hanging from a southern tree. Disney never drew a Mickey dark as me. Literally I be the only human being you don't see. I must have immunity from light, unusually polite, because they always want Samantha White. But I feel more like Coco, self-hate logos. Took a minute just to take the mask off my tempos. Now a nigga showing who he is like a demo. Walk around the city feeling lonely like Nemo. Someone's watching, I see caution. Tape on my face when I see my reflection. Wake up each day sick from the stressing. Know I gotta meditate, but every day when I'm on stage, someone trying to set me straight, fill me up, put me down. Got me thinking I can't even be myself in college towns. Who the hell am I around? Some days I'm my worst enemy, and other days I'm my best friend, see. I can't shake these stage faces, steady facing me. Wonder why the hell they keep chasing me.
Some days I'm my worst enemy, then other days I'm my best friend, see. I can't shake these stage faces, steady facing me. Wonder why the hell they keep chasing
me. Some days I'm my worst enemy,
and other days I'm my best friend, see.
I can't shake these stage faces, steady facing me. Wonder why the hell they keep chasing me.
Dive into the ocean.
saving humanity. You know what I'm saying? Saving humanity. Saving the nature of family. Then it's, I guess that I would understand what we have to look at. You know what I'm saying? As far as what our roles are individually. But it's hard to wrap my mind around the things that we seek, the things that we want, you know, versus our situations that go on. Like, there's so many different dynamics, as stated before, that can cause the separation in the family. But in hopes to cause a creation, you know what I'm saying, of making some changes in our everyday life, you know what I'm saying? We just got to figure out ways to do that where it is productive, you know? I don't see the difference between the independent and productive, you know what I'm saying? Like, I see that, you know, as a individual, I do what I can to take care of my family the best way I know how. And it would be great to have that support from a male figure. However, you can't always rely on that. You want to rely on it. And some people are able to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have family members that are able to do that or whatever the case may be. But it's just that we all go through different things and the results are different. Overall, what is causing our women to, you know, divorce, to even go into that role of divorce? What is the reason behind it? You know what I'm saying? What are your suggestions, ladies, as far as, you know, what we can do as women to rebuild the foundation in our home? You know what I mean? What does that look like? I want to hear from our elders, you know what I mean? I want to hear from those who are in those dynamics that are able to speak on what fundamentals there are as a woman in the household versus in the workforce and stuff like that. What does it provide for our children, for our husbands, you know what I'm saying? Things in that nature. I would love to hear from you guys. Again, I thank you so much for your love and support since day one with Art Unity Network Radio. And make sure that you join the Real Art Unity Network group on Facebook. That, like I said, is different artists, different entrepreneurs, building their resources and providing resources to us, from cooking to different things, you know, that we're able to build and create, you know what I'm saying? Just think outside of the box of what it is that we're in need of. I would love to advertise and support what it is that you're doing. Send mp3aun@gmail.com is the best way to reach out and connect. And I will talk to you all later on or another time. Hope you guys enjoyed. Peace and love.
Artists, have you heard of Art Unity Network? It's a wonderful platform amongst a variety of artists that help you meet entrepreneurial goals and have independence and unity, which all work hand in hand. For donations, please look us up on PayPal via Art Unity Network.
The Martian.
Don't tell nobody. What am I talking about? Tell everybody about AUN_radio, the best podcast here on Anchor.fm and Spotify. All right? And also make sure that you join the Real Art Unity Network group on Facebook. Peace and blessings.